At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs while listening to Doin' Cat.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
I had a fairly standard childhood.
Hurry, there isn't much time.
With parents who couldn't wait to get me out of the house.
You are destined for greatness.
That was a lot of expectation to place on an 8-day-old. Turns out another family in the Glaupunk Quadrant had a very similar idea. That was the day I met Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. And our glorious rivalry was born. Our battles quickly got more elaborate.
You've fallen right into my trap.
You can't trap justice.
He would win some. I would almost win others. He took the name Metro Man. I decided to pick something a little more humble. Megamind! Incredibly handsome master of all villainy.
This November.
All right, put your hands in the air.
Yeah, Metro City!
And I love you, random citizen.
The battle between good and evil. Megamind will blow your mind.
This will be the last you ever hear of Roxanne Ritchie!
Huh?
Don't panic, Roxy.
I'm not panicking.
I'm on my way.
Oh, I'm shaking in my custom baby seal leather boots.
Will Ferrell. Tina Fey.
Wow, that was really exciting.
Jonah Hill.
I'd be watching you like a dingo watches a human baby.
Mm.
And Brad Pitt.
That's right.
Your plans never work. You're so predictable.
You call this predictable?
Alligators, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it on the way over.
Boom!
In your face.
Juvenile.
So scary!
Seen it.
This thing behind it.
Tacky.
What's this one do?
Garish. The spider's new.
Spider? Yes. The spider. Even the smallest bite from Arachnus Deathicus will instantly paralyze. Ow! Oh! Get it off!
DreamWorks Megamind in 3D.
Hello and welcome to episode 49 of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network and Audible.com. I'm your host, Steve Joe Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Today we're going to find out who has the most mega of a mind.
And it's certainly not Will Ferrell. I mean, Brad Pitt. I mean,
Steve Carell. Wait, who the hell's in this movie?
Will Ferrell.
yes, we are talking about DreamWorks Animation's Megamind, which is a 2010 American 3D computer animated superhero action comedy film directed by Tom McGrath. It was produced by DreamWorks Animation and Red Hour Productions, and distributed by Paramount Pictures. The film was released in the United States in digital 3D, IMAX 3D, and 2D on November 5th, 2010. Features the voices of Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Jonah Hill, David Cross, and Brad Pitt.
Oh, God. It's kind of a diverse voice cast.
Yeah.
Especially having Brad Pitt in a movie.
I wish that one kid would just disappear.
I know who you're talking about, the guy that's Jonah Hill.
Yes.
The other thing I've enjoyed his on-screen presence in is when he got
Jump Street.
Yeah, and that he got skinny and he got actually he actually acted well in that movie, whereas the other ones he was just the blundering fat kid that nobody liked.
Yeah. When did you first see this?
I'm sure I'd seen pieces of it before and just don't remember it. I actually watched it all the way through, about a week ago.
I actually watched it all the way through for the very first time about 16 hours ago.
Nice.
Again, as I said a couple weeks ago on the B-movie episode, a lot of these DreamWorks movies are not, outside of Shrek, they are not speaking to me that I absolutely must have to see these when they're either in theaters or when they first come out on DVD. They're just not. I prefer Walt Disney and I prefer Pixar.
I have to agree with you there.
I mean, I'm not in any way saying that Megamind was bad. It was probably one of DreamWorks' better films.
Oh, I have to agree. It's leaps and bounds one of their better.
But it's just, I don't know what it is about that company, about DreamWorks Animation, that everything they release, it's like, I can wait for it. It's not like I'm outright saying, oh, I hate that fucking company. I hate their movies. I'll never watch. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, I just don't care. Like I just said a second ago, and I know I'm repeating myself, but outside of the Shrek movies, nothing that they've put out to this point, even Puss in Boots, even Puss in Boots, I waited till that came to DVD as well. And I like Antonio Banderas as that cat.
Oh, I have to agree.
But getting into the cast here, we've got Will Ferrell as Megamind, an extraterrestrial mastermind who turns from supervillain to superhero. He is a parody of Lex Luthor and Brainiac. The DVD commentary notes that his costume and showmanship are purposely evocative of Alice Cooper. More like an insult to Alice Cooper. I am, whether I see him, whether I hear him, I'm not a fan of Will Ferrell.
I actually really liked him in this movie. I'm not a huge fan of his regular acting movies. It depends on the film.
Yeah.
But I think he did a really good job in this.
I think the one, like, regular acting movie I don't mind him in, because the role was just so crazy off the wall to hide his hidden emotions, was when he was in Old School with one of the Wilson brothers. I forget if it was, I think it was Owen.
It was.
Yeah, it wasn't Luke, it was Owen Wilson, yeah.
Well, I think it was Luke Wilson.
Was it Luke?
Yeah.
Whoever the dark-haired one is.
It's Luke Wilson.
Yeah, that's Luke. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I like him in the bit part he had in Jay and Silent Bob. As a voice for a supervillain gone superhero, I liked it. I thought it was decent. But, again, I just don't care for his comedy style. Him and Steve Carell both. I just don't care for their comedy style. I have, like, there are certain actors and actresses I may say I very much dislike. I don't dislike these guys. I just dislike their style. I have nothing against them personally. But he did, you know, as you said, he did do a pretty good job voicing this character. You have Brad Pitt as the Metro Man, Megamind's former arch nemesis. He is a parody of Superman. The DVD commentary notes that his costume and showmanship are purposely evocative of Elvis. Oh, that's right. Oh, God. For some strange reason, I can't see Brad Pitt eating a peanut butter and banana sandwich. Just can't see it. Tina Fey as Roxanne, Roxy Ritchie, a TV news reporter who becomes Megamind's love interest. She's a parody of Lois Lane. Oh, duh, that's obvious.
Very much so.
Oh, no. I know exactly why I don't like Jonah Hill now.
Why?
As much as I'm not a real fan of DC pushing Hal Jordan, the only Hal Jordan incarnation I actually like right now is Josh Keaton's on Green Lantern, the animated series. But Jonah is the GL of this crew. Seriously?
Yep. And then they give him powers by shoving some radioactive hero goop up his nose.
Is it green? Talk about a booger going backwards.
I think it was yellow. You got the Sinestro powers.
Oh, my God. J.K. Simmons is the warden. Oh, my God. That's so funny. I love J.K. Simmons.
I thought he sounded familiar. I wasn't sure.
Just so awesome. You also got Christopher Knights, Justin Theroux, and Tom McGrath as a prison guard. And as far as the cast goes, as far as the overall plot here, we've kind of brought it up a little bit. Megamind is a super intelligent alien, the supervillain of Metro City. He continually battles and loses against his nemesis Metro Man, played by Brad Pitt, a rivalry that has extended since the two arrived on Earth as infants. So they've been fighting since they were kids. Oh my God, why don't they just go to Massachusetts and get married? Oops, did I say that?
Why don't they go to couples counseling?
Hey, you leave that TV show alone.
What, that's an actual TV show?
Common law. Two cop partners actually go to couples counseling.
Wow.
It's a funny show, but I don't think it's going to get renewed, sadly. On the day of the dedication of the museum in Metro Man's honor, Megamind and his sidekick Minion, played by David Cross, kidnap the reporter Roxanne Ritchie to lure Metro Man into the Copper Line Observatory. Inside, Metro Man appears to become weak from the copper, and everyone is surprised when Megamind's death ray appears to kill Metro Man. Megamind revels in his victory, but is short-lived, as without a nemesis, his villainy has no purpose.
It sounds like the Joker.
Yeah. Take that, Powers. We don't need no stinking Bane. We need intelligence, damn it, not brute strength. Anyway. To close out the plot, Megamind and Minion fight Hal by holographically disguising themselves as Metro Man and Megamind, respectively, but a slip of the tongue reveals their true identity. As the disguise is broken, Megamind tries to back away, running into his invisible car. He grabs the anti-serum and heroically injects Hal with it, reverting the superhero to normal human. Hal is taken away while Roxanne convinced that Megamind chose to be the hero later. Megamind and Roxanne's relationship has become close, and the city welcomes Megamind as their new protector. While the disgusted Metro Man, hidden in the crowd, quietly congratulates himself. Quietly congratulates him. I enjoyed this. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a very good animation. I think this is one of those times where I'm hoping that we see some sort of former casting notes, because I think for me, this movie would have meant more if it was a different voice cast.
I think it was fine the way it was. But that's just me personally, obviously.
Yep. There was a soundtrack to go along with it. There was also... it is on home media. Actually, the film was released on Blu-ray 3D in March 2011 exclusively as part of the Samsung 3D starter kits. Buy a Samsung 3D TV, you get Megamind. Yeah, that's... Here, spend $1,100, you'll get a free DVD.
Yay!
That's not a good deal. Overall, I really did enjoy it. I thought it was a great film. Again, as I said, for me, I just wish the part of the voice cast was different. I don't know. I just didn't sit well with me, I guess. We are the IGN crew, 1 to 4. One is don't watch this even if it's free. 2 is worth a watch if it's on TV. 3 is worth adding to the Netflix queue, and 4 is DVD collection. What do you rank Megamind, sir?
I personally would give it a 4, but that's because I really enjoyed it.
I can give it a 4. I did enjoy it. I just think, looking back on it now, and just, like, while I knew watching it who the cast was, Like, I wasn't, like, I was so taken in with the movie that I didn't, you know, didn't really pay that much attention until now, where I'm looking back at the names and I'm like, oh my god. But I can honestly say I would give it a 4. I would buy it on DVD again. I just rented it in order to watch it for this. So, as I said before, it is on DVD and Blu-ray and all that good stuff. Besides the main, so that's all well and good. I think we're going to take a break here, and you'll hear some ads.
You can now hear the Geekcast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear Geekcast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter Geekcast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Geekcast Radio when you register.
And now, through the magic of the Cybernet Space Cube, the computer of hand stories of the Transformers. Transformers Generation 2.
Wrong. This is not Generation 2. This is Generation 1. Done right.
The year will be 2014, and from secret staging grounds on two of Cybertron's moons, the valiant podcasters prepare to reclaim their reputations. September 17th, 2014, the TFG2 podcast premieres 45 podcast episodes dedicated to all 98 episodes of the Generation 1 cartoon, plus so much more than meets the ear. Join TFG1 Mike, Pecan Court Michael, Optimus Solo, and sometimes Steve Megatron as they redo TFG1 and get it done right. You can find the TFG2 podcast on www.geekcastradio.com and iTunes.
We shall rise again.
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Mike.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one and longest running G.I. Joe podcast, What's on Joe Mind?
It's Joe news, reviews, and interviews like you've never heard them before, delivered right to your MP3 player.
Our guests include Jason Marsden, Kevin Michael Richardson, and Matt Yang King from G.I. Joe Renegades, Larry Hama, Robert Atkins, and John Barber from IDW Publishing, and many more from around the online Joe community.
Yeah, it's guys talking about Joe. Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right, and we, hey, again?
Come on, Chuck. We're just kidding, kinda.
Sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right, and we, okay, seriously, this is just getting ridiculous now.
It's What's on Joe Mind, every week on the Geekcast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
I suppose I still can't say something about Transformers, can I?
Come on, man.
No.
What about sports?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's all right.
Do you like retro shows? Did you grow up in either the 80s or the 90s? Then tune into Telecast, GeekCastRadio.com's newest podcast. Join us here on the Telecast as we revisit some of your favorite shows, such as Clarissa Explains It All, Salute Your Shorts, Saved by the Bell, and much, much more, only on GeekCastRadio.com.
For you, the listeners of TuneCast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Before we get into our final thoughts on Megamind here, a couple of things I kind of didn't mention. There was a video game tie-in. As we all know, the video game tie-ins tend to not be that great for actual gamers. They're more so geared towards the kids that the films are aimed at. But I honestly think that watching this film, this was probably the most, like, less kid-friendly film, I think. I mean, yeah, it's superhero, supervillain, but the dude is switching sides, and there's... I don't know, I just didn't see any real kiddie humor in it at all.
I can kind of see that.
There was also DreamWorks Animation and Wildstorm produced 30-page full-color comic book titled The Reign of Megamind, which was released on July 2010, exclusively at the Comic-Con convention. And of course, sadly, in April 2011, DreamWorks Animation CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg revealed that due to the poor reception of the film, Megamind will not get a sequel, referring to Shark Tale, Monsters vs. Aliens, and Megamind, he said, all shared an approach and tone, an idea of a parody, and did not travel well internationally. We don't have anything like that coming on our schedule now. Yeah, a lot of these DreamWorks movies that we've covered after the Shrek franchise here on Season 2, they don't need sequels. I honestly don't even think Kung Fu Panda needed a sequel when we covered that with JT.
What's sad about that? There's going to be three more films in that series.
I know. Oh, God. Oh, boy. All right, final thoughts on Megamind.
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the voice cast. I enjoyed the storyline that they had going throughout it. And the fact that the villain became restless and wanted to become a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound like a future movie coming out called Wreck-It Ralph?
It also sounds like a movie that came out, I think, after Megamind or right before Megamind, called Despicable Me, maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
But in any case, I'm very happy with the movie and how it turned out.
I like it. I could watch it again, maybe 6 months from now. Thank you for joining us here on TuneCast Beyond. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each and every episode post and blog post and all that other good stuff. Leave us email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Write us reviews on iTunes, dang it. Go over to iTunes. You can find all of our shows there, including TuneCast Beyond. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is TuneCast Beyond. Mine is TF2 and Mike. What is your Twitter?
SCP21.
You can also follow the network Twitter at Geekcast Radio to get all the network updates. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. First time I remember to do this. You can listen to us on Stitcher Smart Radio. Go over to Stitcher. Is it StitcherRadio.com?
Or is it just, I think it's Stitcher.
Yeah. Go over to Stitcher.com or look for Stitcher in Google. You'll find it. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast Beyond and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be jumping in the DeLorean and heading back to 1988 with Denver the Last Dinosaur. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Say what? No!
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.